Congress, at least some members, are getting nervous as the election approaches. Could there be another October surprise to send the election careening this way or that? For a two-week lookout, we're joined by Roll Call senior editor David Hawkings. And David, you've written about this October surprise phenomenon. It seems more like a October machine gun phenomenon these days.
That's right. This particular campaign, which has been unusual in so many ways, has been filled with things that by themselves would have counted as the big October surprise in years past. Everything from the WikiLeaks email, of the hacked email of Clinton campaign chief John Podesta on the Clinton side, to, of course, the Access Hollywood tape of Donald Trump saying lewd and aggressive things about women, Trump's taxes, to name just probably the biggest three. What is true is that we always think about October surprises in political newsrooms, and sometimes they affect the outcome of the election, and sometimes they don't, and sometimes they are from the campaign's own past, like the ones I just mentioned, and sometimes they are world events over which the campaign has no control. So my own guess is that we probably had all the October surprises we're going to have out of the Clinton and Trump backstories, and if anything is going to happen to change the dynamic of the election in the last 2 weeks, it'll be some sort of world event.
And the big question now seems to be what the makeup of Congress will be. And like the election itself, with polls all over the place, even now, there's also predictions all over the place about whether the House will switch, whether the Senate will switch from Republican to Democratic. All the members now are starting to worry about their own particular seat and which way it could go.
I think that's true. There are some Republicans in relatively safe districts who are running campaigns that are in some cases trying to distance themselves from Donald Trump, in some cases trying to change the subject from Donald Trump. In the end, as you say, there are plenty of predictions. CQ Roll Call is among those that do predictions sort of race by race. Currently, we don't think that there's essentially any chance of the House flipping from Democrat to Republican. The Democrats would have to pick up 30 seats. Right now, the magic number is 218. We think that the Republicans are a safe bet to win at least 213 and are favored to win at least 13 more. So that gives them 228, which is well more than they need. Senate, totally different story. Very much up for grabs. All the momentum is on the Democrat side. Right now, the Democrats have 46. They would need to pick up a net of at least four and then count on Tim Kaine, if winning the vice presidency, to be the tie, or five to win the outright majority. We think that they're leaning to pick up at least two and are in toss-up races to pick up as many as six more. Nevada, Missouri, Indiana, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and just as of Monday, we moved North Carolina to toss-up. So it's still a pretty volatile campaign, and there are lots of every member who's smart, even if they're labeled safe, is running like something strange could happen in the last couple of weeks.
I guess maybe it could then. And for federal employees, of course, they have no clear idea of what the policy or framework is going to be whatsoever now at this point.
That's right, and that's why we talk about politics on the show once in a while, which is because this, in the end, this will have an effect on the federal employee and how he or she, what kind of priorities they have in the coming year, what kind of certainty they'll have by the end of the year. I mean, how this election result turns out will affect the tenor of this lame duck session that is beginning the Monday after Election Day, Monday the 14th of November. If the Republicans take a drubbing, there will be some agitation in the House, on the House side anyway, to shake up the leadership, and maybe on the Senate side too, and that would in turn affect the course of the lame duck, whether there's a CR that lasts the entire year or an omnibus spending bill that actually makes some program-by-program decisions.
We're speaking with David Hawkings, senior editor at Roll Call. A couple of detail items I wanted to ask you about. The Mosul offensive has taken a couple of American lives, and we're getting odd reports about how difficult this is going to be. Any blowback yet? Any reaction in Congress?
Not yet. I would say that is one of those cases where, since Congress is scattered, to the 50 states, and there are there's really no this is one of those cases where if there's going to be a collective congressional response, it'll probably need to wait until members are back in town in a couple of weeks.
And there was also a strange change in staffing at a congressional agency. The Librarian of Congress fired the head of the Copyright Office because of earlier testimony that that the superior person just didn't like.
That's right. This the head of the Copyright Office testified that her Copyright Office should be independent of the Library of Congress.
This is Maria Palante.
Maria Palante said she gave testimony saying the Copyright Office should not be a part of the Library of Congress. It should be its own independent power center. And the brand new Librarian of Congress said, reassigned her to be a special counselor or a special advisor or some highfalutin title that means that she doesn't run the Copyright Office anymore. And you can take that at face value that the two things must have been connected.
This is Carla Hayden, is the new Library of...
Right, Carla Hayden, who was the head of the Baltimore Public Library System, recently became the Librarian of Congress after a year-long search, and this is sort of her first kind of dramatic stamp of her own authority on the place.
And in general, do members worry about things at that level, personnel changes, even fairly visible ones, in their own agencies outside of the Hill itself?
Well, the Hill is a big enough place with 535 members with all kinds of different backgrounds and committee assignments and priorities that you can find at least a couple of members to be vitally interested in almost everything. The Library of Congress would be one of the sort of quirkier ones, but there are certain institutionalists. There are certain people who have the legislative branch itself as a priority. Sort of these are generally members in safe seats who take a keen interest in the institution. So there will be some probably arched eyebrows or at least quizzical looks when Congress comes back.
They've got lots to rush back for. David Hawkings is senior editor at CQ Roll Call. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.